It's time for North Posey Viking Basketball. Tonight's broadcast on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com is brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center.
Welcome into another edition of the North Posey Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School. I'm Jordan Fisher, joined by head coach of the boys' basketball team, Rusty Seymour. As you said, Coach, you want to get yours out of the way because the champion is waiting on deck. That's and head right. coach Kevin Cole with the girls' basketball team. Before we get to the girls' basketball sectional championship, of course, we'll talk about your boys' season right now. Pretty light week this past week, only one game. So not a ton to talk about for you is what you were saying, but how are you just feeling about the team at this point of the season right now?
You know, we're trying to figure things out on our end. You know, we want to try to duplicate what the girls did and start putting stuff together and getting ready for that sectional. So, you know, that's our main focus right now. Pike wasn't a very strong opponent for us. They're kind of struggling this year a little bit. So it was a good game for us to go up there and just kind of work on us and try to, you know, fix a few of the issues that we're having and get some guys with a little bit more confidence so that when we go and play this week, we got three games this week. So maybe that confidence will start to show and we can start getting ready for the postseason.
Say your guys' schedule this week is a little bit tougher. You're going to be going to Mount Carmel tomorrow and then playing at Southridge on Friday and then scheduled for Perry Central on Saturday. But I think that's going to be in the works of potentially getting moved, correct?
Yeah, we're not 100% sure. We're trying to – there's a lot of moving parts of this thing right now. So we want to be there to support the girls without a doubt and make sure our boys can get there safely and, you know, support that girls team. You know, we're proud of what they're doing and, you know, we want to be there to show that support. So we don't know exactly what's happening on Saturday yet. There's a few options. So that'll be determined here, I guess, in the next day or two. But, yeah. Right now, it's scheduled to play.
I think certainly most teams and most schools will understand wanting to support a team that's playing in a regional championship game. So we'll have to wait on word for that. But, of course, right now you have for sure Mount Carmel tomorrow and then Southridge on Friday. Let's dive into those two teams a little bit. I don't know a lot about Mount Carmel because with them being an Illinois school, the website I use the most is John Harrell's website. Not a whole lot of record stuff there. But certainly a familiar school for this area.
Yeah. You know, no, they're okay. They're, I think, 6-19 on the year. You know, they got a couple kids that can play. They're down, I would say, from the last couple years. But it's always tough to go over to Illinois and play. You know, it's a tough place to play. It's a small gym. Everybody's right on top of you. So it'll be a good test. We'll go over and see what we can do. And then we'll travel up to Southridge on Friday, which is going to be a real good test. You know, that team is pretty stacked. Top of the conference here with Princeton. I think Princeton did edge them earlier in the season. So, but I think they're riding in second place, a real good team, especially at their place. So that'll be a real tough matchup for us. You know, we'll start to prepare for them later in the week and see what we can do.
What's the big focus right now in practice as you're trying to kind of balance getting your guys to execute in certain areas and not trying to tire them out either with too much scrimmaging or running or anything along those lines at this point in the season?
Yeah, well, I mean, we still run them a little bit. You know, we want to make sure they stay in shape. That's one thing that we take and what we think is important is Coach Colb and I actually were talking about this a little bit earlier is we try to take advantage of our guys being in better shape than other guys. So, you know, we try to deliver body blows and stay with teams. And so, you know, in the third quarter, early fourth, we're not the team that's getting tired. We're going to still be clicking and, you know, trying to be firing on all cylinders while everybody else is hands on their knees, hands on their head, you know, struggling to catch oxygen. So, you know, that's when we like to deliver those knockout punches and try to finish games. So we do still do that stuff. But, you know, execution, like you said, is real, real important. We're putting in a lot of plays and trying to get some different things ready for the postseason and for these opponents that we have coming up. We still have two teams in our sectional to play. So, you know, get some good scouts in and work on those little things. Taking care of the ball is always big for us. So, you know, we'll work on ball handling and passing and shooting.
I know your rotation has changed up a little bit as the season gone on due to injuries and that sort of thing. Who has been kind of standing out to you as far as whether in actual games or just in practice over these last couple weeks?
Yeah, I mean, we've had a couple. Obviously, Austin is always big for us. He brings a ton of energy. And, you know, you look outside of just the points and, you know, what he does for us scoring-wise, he's just an energy guy. He gives us 110% all the time. Sometimes he gives us 120 and it's too much and we got to back him down. So, you know, he's always doing the little things. The seniors all have stepped up. You know, Noah Kester's been out here the last week and a half with a shoulder injury. He left that Princeton game a few weeks ago and still hasn't quite recovered. He missed a little bit of time today in practice because it's acting up again. So, you know, the seniors are doing their parts. They're being good vocal leaders. And then, you know, Grant and Peyton have also stepped up junior-wise and helped those seniors out to where we're getting some good minutes out of them, and they're doing little things of not turning the ball over, playing better defense, and rebounding the ball a little bit for us. So, you know, I can't complain about anybody. They're all kind of stepping up, trying to do their part.
So as you go into the final month of this season, really the last few weeks of the season, it's kind of crazy to think how many games you have in such a small span.
It's going to get worse, I think.
Whenever you have the lack of practice time, because, I mean, you'll have practices in between some days, but you don't get to practice as nearly as much as you have the last few weeks. Do you think that gives you kind of a bit of an advantage to let the kids just kind of play? You can kind of go through some things more from the mental side, or how do you feel about that as far as practice versus rest?
I mean, we don't really ever give them days off. You know, we give them lighter days. We just like seeing their smiling faces every day. So we don't let them sit at home. But, you know, we do try to fit in some situational stuff and, you know, more game experience type of things. To maybe get them more comfortable if it were to happen, you know, in March or even some of these games to end the season. So, you know, we do change our practices a little bit to help them out, but, you know, we're still trying to get them ready and we still got work to do. So we're not gonna let up on them just yet.
Well, I'm not going to keep you too long because you guys will have a game tomorrow. So I'm sure you got some last minute kind of preparations to make for that game against Mount Carmel, but appreciate you joining me here today and good luck this week. And certainly, if we get an update on the Perry Central game, I'm sure that'll be publicized kind of all over the North Posey pages.
Yeah, we'll get that out on social media, and we just don't want to be in a way. We want to wish the girls the best of luck. I know Coach is sitting here right now, but we're rooting for them, and we want to make sure we're there to support them, and we want to be there. We're wishing them the best.
Certainly, I think everyone's going to be wishing them the best.
Yeah.
Let's go ahead and step away for a quick break. We'll come back. We'll be joined by head coach Kevin Kolb of the girls basketball team. This is North Posey Basketball Coaches Show live from North Posey High School.
You're running out of time to get your ticket for the North Posey Truck Raffle. The winner has a choice of a 2025 Chevy Trax, Ford Mustang, Mitsubishi Eclipse Cross, Chevy Silverado Crew Cab, Ram Quad Cab, Ford F-150 Super Cab, a Jeep Wrangler, or $20,000 in cash. Tickets are just $20 and available at all Expressway Auto locations. And also at Froggy's Restaurant and Sports Bar, JT's Corner Bar, Frankie J's, the Old Bill Mart, the Wheelhouse, and JT's Hardware. There's only 4,500 tickets. Make sure one of them is yours. It's the North Posey Truck Raffle, brought to you by the North Posey Booster Club and the Expressway Auto Group. License number 002047.
At Crane Credit Union, we listen to our members and do our best to provide the products and services they want and need. With our personal one-on-one banking and our convenient state-of-the-art technology, your money is always at your fingertips, leaving more time for the things you really care about. Crane Credit Union. It matters to us because it matters to you. Learn more at cranecu.org, federally insured by NCUA.
When you need to eliminate clutter at home but don't know what to do, call Posey Storage in Poseyville. Posey Storage has three unit sizes to fit your needs. 5 by 12 feet, 10 by 12 feet, and massive 12 by 35 foot units. Posey Storage can also help you out with boat, RV, and camper storage as well, with inside and outside units available. For rental information, call 812-622-1626. Posey Storage, 128 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
Expressway Chevrolet GMC is family-owned and located on the corner of Highway 62 and 69 in Mount Vernon, Indiana. The dealership was built on the principle that every vehicle buying experience should be easy but fun for the whole family. Our award-winning service department has 26 bays, 11 technicians, with 5 of them world-class. Sales is open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Inventory is arriving daily, so remember to shop us before you shop anywhere else and visit us 24/7 at expresswaychevrolet.com, Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Nix Industrial in Poseyville, Indiana is hiring for metal fabrication engineers, industrial coders and painters, welders and fabricators, and machinists. Join a fifth-generation, family-owned, growth-oriented company. Nix Industrial offers an extensive list of benefits, including health and 401k plans, paid holiday and vacations, bonus plans, and more. Be part of a team that thrives on precision, innovation, and excellence. Browse careers and start your journey with Nix Industrial at nixindustrial.com.
When you're ready to tackle your next home improvement project, look no further than JT's Hardware, your one-stop shop on Main Street in Poseyville. JT's Hardware has everything you need to get the job done right. From tools to paint, plumbing to electrical, and fasteners to lumber, they've got you covered. And the staff is always ready to lend a helping hand and offer helpful advice. So don't wait. Head to JT's Hardware today and make your home improvement dreams a reality. JT's Hardware, your local partner in home improvement, located on Main Street in Poseyville.
Lead, follow, or get out of the way.
Expressway Jeep wants to lead the way with the first and biggest truck sale of 25. Like a new 25 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab 4x4 with 420 horsepower Hurricane engine. Or a new Ram 2500 Crew Cab 4x4 with a 6.4 Hemi. Your choice, only $45,390. Only at Expressway Jeep Chrysler Dodge Ram in Mount Vernon, Indiana.
Excludes tax, title, and 245 document fee. Dealer retains applicable rebates. See dealer for details.
The winter roads can make your ride look rough, and the salt and grind can wreak havoc on your vehicle. Don't let it do any damage. Get to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, where clean is more than just shine, it's protection. Take advantage of the underbody wash to blast away road salts and protect your vehicle from rust and corrosion. If you want to take it to the next level, check out the Ultimate Wash Package. Not only do you get a full-service wash, but they'll top it off with a premium ceramic coating, the ultimate armor for your car's paint. Protect your ride. Head to Billy's Sparkle and Shine, because your car deserves more than clean, it deserves care. 140 North St. Francis Street in Poseyville.
When it's time for maintenance on your vehicle, make the right choice and visit Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. No matter the make or model, they have the right parts at the right price. Let the knowledgeable staff help you find exactly what you need for the job. If you don't want to deal with the mess yourself, then let the Poseyville Service Center take care of you where there's no job too big. Stop in at 39 West Main Street in Poseyville or call 812-874-3113. Open Monday through Friday from 8 until 5 and Saturdays from 8 until noon. Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center, your one-stop shop for everything automotive.
Kiesel Enterprises is your family-owned and operated agriculture construction business, offering sales, service, and superior construction for all your harvest needs. Kiesel is also home to the popular Country Clipper zero-turn mowers. For over 40 years, our commitment has been providing top-quality products and services to our customers. And we want to thank you and show our appreciation for your confidence in us. For a quote or a product availability, call or stop by Kiesel Enterprises in Princeton, Indiana. 812-386-6580.
Since 1916, J.L. Hirsch Company Grocery and Department Store has been servicing the people of Posey County. Whether you're looking for clothing, jewelry, or stocking up on groceries, it's all at J.L. Hirsch Company. And don't forget about the renowned meat department with the best cuts of meat for miles around. Get your North Posey spirit wear at J.L. Hirsch as well. J.L. Hirsch Grocery and Department Store, a Posey County tradition for over 100 years. Open 8 until 5:30 Monday through Saturday. J.L. Hirsch Company on Main Street in Poseyville.
The Posey County Co-op has proudly been supporting the communities we live in since 1927. With locations in Mount Vernon, Poseyville, Griffin, St. Wendell, Hopstott, and Evansville, the Posey County Co-op is your number one spot for Askro and DeKalb seeds and Purina feed products. The Posey County Co-op also has you covered with their new Posey County Workwear in Mount Vernon. The Posey County Co-op, your number one agricultural resource since 1927.
Welcome back to the North Posey Basketball Coaches Show, live from North Posey High School, alongside head coach Kevin Cole with the girls basketball team. I'm Jordan Fisher here on your home for Vikings basketball, 98.9 WPIW. And coach, first of all, congratulations. You did it. You won a sectional championship like we had talked in our first interview. You had set some lofty expectations for this program and certainly followed through, starting off with a victory against Modern Day, and then you ended up beating South Spencer in the second round and then winning against Perry Central. Modern Day was your closest game at just 9 points in that differential, but certainly a great trip up to Ferdinand for your girls.
Yeah, yes, it definitely was. It was a good trip. We played well, accomplished our goal, and ultimately what we're all trying to do is make, you know, long-lasting memories for all these young people, and so hopefully we've done that as well.
I believe off the top of my head, this was the first sectional championship for North Posey and girls basketball since 2015. Does that sound correct?
Sounds about right. Yep.
So it's been about a decade and certainly a long time coming. There's been some good basketball players come through this school. I want to start with Alyssa Heath, and obviously she broke the 1,000-point barrier on that Tuesday night against Modern Day. As a coach, and we've talked about her enough throughout the year, but as a coach, you know how she is as a person, but what were you feeling in that moment just knowing that she finally broke through on that number?
I was excited for her. Excited for our team. She didn't achieve that goal alone. You know, she's been working at it for the last 4 years and three of those years with the junior class that she's got with her. And so it was a team goal. It was an individual goal. And I was excited for everybody. I'm glad she broke it when she did, because I told myself before the game, if I got to call my last time out, I'll call my last time out so we can all celebrate it. And so, you know, middle of the third quarter, I think it was, beginning of the fourth, when she broke it, I was had another timeout left in case the game got close. But we were excited for her, still are. It's a huge accomplishment. And, you know, it's just, for me, excited to be a part of something like that. Excited to be a part of a sectional championship here. Got a ride on a fire truck the other day with my little boy, and something I've never done, and that was neat. And just all the little things that go with it. And, you know, after the game was over the other night and I'm standing back and I'm talking to people, just all the smiles on that court. And it wasn't just the players on our team. It was their parents. It was, you know, Principal Fisher and Athletic Director Shank and some of the other teachers and grandparents, and the way the student section ran out on the court. Like, we had, you know, 15, 16 girls in our program working hard every day, but this was a community goal and we all got to experience it together. And that was awesome to sit back and be able to see that.
Well,
proud to be a part of it.
The fire truck rides are certainly an important thing in this community. It's one of those things that I'm not sure every school does it. I think you see it a lot at the smaller schools to celebrate the whole town. I saw this from somebody, one of the assistant football coaches that I'm friends with on Facebook. And he said he believes in the last 3 years, or 3.5 years, that there have been 21 fire truck rides for North Posey, which is, it sounds like such a weird stat or a weird, foolish stat, but it speaks to the community involvement that Poseyville has with this school in North Posey.
100%. I agree. When I was considering coming out here, and I talked with a buddy of mine, and one of his friend used to coach out here, and this was years ago, and told me this was his favorite place to coach. And I went back and looked him up, and he didn't have a very good coaching career here. They struggled a little bit. But to look at, he wasn't as successful as he wanted to be as a coach, but to enjoy this and this being his favorite place, and it was all about the community. People coming up to you and telling you congratulations, or keep your head up, or we're happy to have you here, or just the involvement, you know, getting back from a game out of town at 10 o'clock at night and getting on a fire truck and driving through town with the horns blaring. It was wonderful to be a part of, and I feel a part of it. And so my family does as well, and my little boy and my little girl, and the girls on our team and the staff members have really made them feel comfortable. And so it's we're excited. I think you said 21. We're looking to add another one next Saturday, make it 22 fire truck rides over the next couple of years, and hopefully keep this thing going.
So let's get back to the basketball. Just in general, what were your thoughts through the three games of that section round. You go game by game if you want to just pick and choose some spots, but you played against three familiar opponents that you had all seen this season, and of course you overcame all three of them. But what kind of stood out to you over this past week of basketball?
I think we controlled the games, starting off with Modern Day, and it was something that we've talked about, something that we've seen and been able to do all year long, was have our front court, or back court, excuse me, put pressure on their guards in the back court. And so they're not able to walk the ball up and get into their sets and run their offense comfortably, kind of keep them a little discombobulated or unorganized. And so we were able to do that against Modern Day, you know, built up a little bit of a lead there. And late in the fourth quarter, they cut it to within five. And then I think we bumped it up back around 9 or 10 when the game was closing out. But we controlled that game and played at the tempo we wanted to play, and were able to execute. The few times we called a couple sets, you know, we're getting up and down the court, and they do such a good job of moving the ball and sharing the ball and cutting through the lane. A lot of times we're just playing basketball. We're not calling anything. And then the same went for South Spencer. You know, we got them moving up and down that court. And, you know, that when they came here, we saw that our ball pressure really affected them as well. And so that was the same game plan going into it, is keep the pressure on them. Now, both Modern Day and South Spencer have young backcourts, and so some freshmen, some sophomores bringing the ball up, and with our junior guards, they really put a lot of pressure on them. And so I know those teams are going to be a lot better. Had some growing pains this year, if you will, but everybody in our sectional was fairly young, and so just like Perry Central, they've got a lot of young guards, so they'll be back next year, and so hopefully we'll have another competitive sectional next year. And, you know, if we see the same teams, we're able to duplicate the same results. But over the course of all three games, we controlled it. We played at our tempo. And then we saw fatigue be a factor for some of the, you know, the other teams. They just didn't have some of the depth that we had. So the young Laphart lady, I believe she's a sophomore that plays for Perry Central. You know, they don't sub a whole lot. They just didn't have the depth. And so she's carries a big weight on her shoulders. And when you have Mallory Lewigs guarding you to start the game, and she comes out of the game, and now you have Ellie Joe on you, you didn't get a break. And so those two were hounding her all night long, and they did an exceptional job of it, and made life tough on her. And that was just, and they've been doing that to the other team's point guards, and that just helps us pull away, helps us stay organized, and you know, play the style we want to play, which is be relentless.
Well, looking at your schedule, and something I noticed here when you look at the full slate, first of all, since it's turned to the year 2025, you've only lost one game so far, and it was against North Knox in that late edition game against a very good 2A opponent. But to go along with that, it seems like 50 points is the mark for you guys defensively as far as trying to keep the opponent under 50 points. On the season, you're averaging 45 points allowed, and you look at your losses, you have Gibson Southern, you have Washington, you have Wood Memorial, you have Gibson Southern again, and then you have North Knox, all that were losses with more than 50 points. The only other loss that you took throughout this year that was less than 50 points was that lowest scoring affair at Southridge back on December 10th. And I say this because it seems like if you keep the opponent under 50 points, you're winning that game more often than not.
I 100% agree, and that's something we've talked about, something I've talked about for a long time in coaching high school basketball. You got to be able to win games in the 40s, and so the best way of doing that is try to not allow the other team to get to 40, and if they're in the 40s, you should be able to win those games. We should be able to score 50 any night, whoever we're playing against, and the way we play defense, we think we can keep you around 40, 42, 43, I think you said 45 points. Most nights. Now, some of those, like you take out our five losses, that scoring average probably drops down around 30, mm-hmm. 35 in there. And so that kind of gets lost in there and transition a little bit. But that's exactly what we're trying to do is we don't want to play a game in the 40s. We want more possessions. It's for us, it's a funner style of basketball. It's more entertainment for our fans, getting up and down the court and shooting the three and pressing and just transition. But we got to be able to win those games. And we talk about it, and over the last five or six games, we've done a really good job of it. And so, and you know, here in the sectionals, our defense was dominating at times. And, you know, there was nerves in the Perry Central game there in the sectional finals. You know, the first quarter, it's 6-7, something along those lines. And we had 5 or 6 turnovers. And, you know, we watched some film today. We watched that first quarter again, and you could see the nerves, just us fumbling the ball and making passes and nobody's there and all of that to be expected. We talked about that as well before the game, that we were nervous the night before, and that's okay. And just come out here and do what we do. And if it's loud and you make a pass and they don't hear it, they don't see it, they bumble it, be forgiving, because it's a crazy environment. And so defensively, though, you know, 6 points, 7 points in the first quarter, and then 13 at halftime. We talked at the half, if we come out and give up 13 points again in the second half, we're sitting in a real good spot. And I think we came out and had 5 in the third quarter. And so 18 points in 3 quarters is exactly where we want to be. We were starting to pull ahead at that point and starting to really control the game.
So now we look ahead. You will be playing in the regional championship game against Brownstown Central. The Braves are 21-5 on the season. They're led by an experienced coach and Brandon Allman, who's in his 6th year there. But when you look at their schedule, they play a pretty tough slate. They play a lot of 3A and 4A schools. You guys had a couple common opponents. I know one of them was Crawford County, where they got a win at Crawford County by 5 points. What do you know so far about Brownstown Central? I know it's only been a couple days since you guys got done with the sectional championship, so you're probably still early in the discovery phase about Brownstown. But what do you know about their ball club going into the game on Saturday?
Well, I know this. They're a very good team. And they've been winning up there. A buddy of mine told me they're a 2A powerhouse in girls basketball. And I didn't know that. You know, I Googled them today and realized they'd lost in the state championship last year. Now, I'd watched some film on them last week. I watched some film on them and Austin and a couple other teams that we might be prepping for. And, you know, they play an aggressive 2-3 zone defense. They mix in 1-3-1 or 2-1-2, however they want to look at it, or what, you know, however they label it. But they play some zone defenses, and then they can all shoot the ball really well. And so, you know, outside of the zone aspect of it, it'd be very similar to playing the Central Bears. They've got 4 or 5 shooters. They run circle motion. They run some stuff that's similar to ours, Iverson, and some backdoor or back screen, ball screen kind of stuff, or some hammer screens with the shooter coming up top. Also things that we've talked about, some of the stuff we run, similar actions. And so we'll be prepared for them. I think the one area that, again, a lot of teams struggle with is we've got some guards that are ball hawks defensively. And so we're going to force them to put the ball on the floor. We're not going to allow them to stand around on the perimeter and just pass it and set their offenses up. They're going to just have to come out and be able to read and react and play basketball. And, you know, when you've got a team, somebody told me they won 6 or 7 straight sectionals, possibly. When you've got that kind of program, we expect those girls to be able to just come out and read and react and play basketball. And so we expect it to be an exciting game. I know usually teams play zones to slow you down offensively, but most of the teams that have been playing zone against us lately, you know, we've been getting up into the 50s and 60s and scoring, if not more than that. And so we're confident in our zone offense. We see some things that we think we can attack. We see some areas that we need to improve on if we were going to compete with them. And we're coming in here like we're the team to beat. We've got that mindset, and we're ready for this opportunity.
And I think that's certainly a good mindset to have, because you have to have belief in yourself. We've talked about this a lot throughout the year. You're a big proponent of confidence. And even if Brownstown has won, I think it was 5 straight sectionals what I counted, and they lost in a sectional championship game a couple years, or the year prior to that. So they've been there. They've done that. Like you said, they went to the state championship game, but there's no reason why your team can't go out and beat them on a Saturday, because it's just one basketball game. And I think that's the beauty of a tournament atmosphere, is that it is one and done. And sometimes it just takes having that one night where, you know, even if you are the underdog, if you play great defense and you execute, you can walk away victorious, and it's a neutral site floor. I think there's certainly some optimism there and some hope there for your team. And hopefully it's a great ball game on Saturday.
Yeah, I agree 100%. I'll tell you, one of the things that concerns me, and it always concerns me, is the bus ride. You know, roughly 2 hours to get there. They're going to be traveling maybe 30 minutes, so a little more of a home game for them. But like I told the players, and I'll say it again, that we want to earn it. You know, they can't take it from you when you earn it. And so if it's more of a home game for them and we've got to overcome a two-hour bus ride and they've got a little bit bigger crowd when we get there, that's fine. We're prepared for that. We want to go in there. If they're the defending runner-ups for the state title, then good. That's the team we want to play. And we want to check these boxes off and leave no stone unturned. And, you know, if Brownstown comes in there and gets us, which hopefully isn't the case, then, you know, we went up against somebody that was a better competitor that day. But we're prepared for it. We're going to be prepared for it. And we're excited about the opportunity. And, you know, we don't have any excuses about the way the draw is or the bus ride or the drive. It's just another challenge that we've got to step up and figure out how to meet and be prepared to play basketball next Saturday.
Well, I appreciate you joining me, Coach. I'm very confident your team's going to be prepared on Saturday, and hopefully you guys lay it all out on the line and maybe even come back with another fire truck ride.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We're looking forward to it.
Well, thank you, Coach. That is Coach Kevin Kolb ahead of their regional championship game. Again, that game will be played at West Washington. They'll be taking on the Brownstown Central Braves at 3 o'clock Central Time. You'll be able to hear that game right here on 98.9 WPIW. That'll do it here for North Posey High School for this edition of the North Posey Basketball Coaches Show. Thanks for joining us, and you can tune in again, I would think, tomorrow night against Mount Carmel. I believe Chris Moore will be doing that game, if not, for sure, on Friday against the Southridge Raiders. But you've been listening to North Posey Basketball Coaches Show live here from North Posey High School.
You've been listening to North Posey Vikings basketball on 98.9 WPIW and NorthPoseyRadio.com. This broadcast has been brought to you by Expressway Chevrolet, the Posey County Co-op, Crane Credit Union, Posey Storage, Expressway Jeep, JT's Hardware, Billy's Sparkle and Shine, Nick's Industrial, and the Poseyville Auto Parts and Service Center. Stay up to date with North Posey Sports on your home of the Vikings, 98.9 WPIW.